Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join with us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we will also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. This is Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen once again, featuring one of the great artists of the golden age of radio. Today's episode of Golden Gems is a discussion of the Christmas carols and hymns that are played on this week's episode of www.goldengems.net. If you have not heard them, we encourage you to listen to them and then come back to this podcast and learn more about the background of the carols. White Christmas was written by Irving Berlin during a time early in his life, during a time of profound loss. His only son died on Christmas Day, 1928, making the holiday a time for grief. The pain made its way into his biggest hit. In December of 1942, Carl Sandburg wrote the following for the Chicago Times. "We have learned to be a little sad and a little lonesome without being sticky about it. This feeling is caught in the song of a thousand jukeboxes and the tune whistled in streets and homes when we sing, 'I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.' We realize that there are things we love that we are going to have some time if the breaks are not too hard against us." Way down under, this latest hit of his, Irving Berlin catches us where we love peace.
"Angels We've Heard on High" is generally sung to the hymn tune Gloria in traditional French carol, as arranged by Christian Edward Barnes. Its most memorable feature is its chorus, "Gloria in excelsis Deo," where the O of Gloria is fluidly sustained through 18 notes of rising and falling melismatic melodic sequence. The song's subject is the birth of Jesus Christ, as narrated in the Gospel of Luke, specifically the scene in which shepherds outside Bethlehem encounter a multitude of angels singing and praising the newborn child. In England, the words of James Montgomery's "Angels from the Realms of Glory" are usually sung to this tune.
"It Came Upon a Midnight Clear" is an 1849 poem and Christmas carol written by Edmund Sears, pastor of the Unitarian Church in Wayland, Massachusetts. In 1850, Sears' lyrics were set to "Carol," a tune written for the poem that same year as his request by Richard Storrs Willis.
"I Saw Three Ships" is an English Christmas carol, listed as number 700 in the Round Folk Song Index. The earliest printed version of "I Saw Three Ships" is from the 17th century, possibly Derbyshire, and was also published by William Sandys in 1833. The song was probably traditionally known as "I Sat on a Sunny Bank," and was particularly popular in Cornwall. The lyrics mention the ships sailing into Bethlehem, but the nearest body of water is the Dead Sea, about 20 miles away. The reference to three ships is thought to originate in the three ships that bore the purported relics of the biblical Magi to Cologne Cathedral in the 12th century. Another possible reference is to the Wenceslas II, King of Bohemia, who bore a coat of arms, azure, three galleys argent. Another suggestion is that the ships are actually the camels used by the Magi, as camels are frequently referred to as ships of the desert.
"Sleigh Ride" is a light orchestra standard composed by Leroy Anderson. The composer had an original idea for the piece during a heat wave in July 1946 and finished the work in February 1948. The lyrics about riding in a sleigh and other fun wintertime activities were written by Mitchell Parrish in 1950. The orchestra version was first recorded by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra, and was a hit recording then and has become one of the orchestra's signature songs. Although Sleigh Ride is often associated with Christmas and appears on Christmas compilation albums, it mentions no holiday.
Some Children See Him was written as part of a group of 15 Christmas carols written between 1942 and 1954. Only one of the carols was performed in public outside his immediate family. Alfred Burt was born in Marquette, Michigan. His family moved to Pontiac, Michigan when he was two after his father, Bates G. Burt, became rector of All Saints Pontiac, an Episcopal church in Pontiac. At the age of 10, having shown an early interest in music, Alfred received his first musical instrument, a cornet, as a present from his parents. Although he would learn to play several other instruments, including the piano, Alfred spent most of his life playing cornet and trumpet in bands and orchestras, with a special interest in jazz. Burt studied music at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, with an emphasis on music theory. He graduated as an outstanding music theory student with a Bachelor of Music degree in 1942.
Away in a Manger is a Christmas carol which was first published in the 19th century and widely used throughout the English-speaking world. In Britain, it is one of the most popular carols. Although it was long claimed to be the work of German religious reformer Martin Luther, the carol is now thought to be wholly American in origin.
Mistletoe and Holly is a 1957 Christmas song recorded and co-written by Frank Sinatra. The song was released as a single on Capitol Records. The song was published by the Barton Musical Corporation in New York, with the orchestra conducted by Gordon Jenkins, and was also released as a 7-inch EP release, Jolly Christmas, from Frank Sinatra, with an introduction by Sinatra.
Christmas Land is a Christmas carol from the 2014 film A Family Christmas, made popular by Tony Bennett.
It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is a popular Christmas song written in triple time in 1963 by Edward Pola and George Wiley. It was recorded and released that year by pop singer Andy Williams for his first Christmas album, The Andy Williams Christmas Album. However, the song was not released as a promotional single by Williams' record label Columbia that year, as they instead opted to promote his cover of White Christmas as the official single from the album. The song is a celebration and description of activities associated with the Christmas season, focusing primarily on get-togethers between friends and families. Other activities mentioned including hosting parties, spontaneous visits from friends, universal social gaiety, spending time with loved ones, sledding for children, roasting marshmallows, and singing Christmas carols in winter weather. Although Williams recorded multiple versions throughout his life, the original version remains the most popular and best known. The song was selected as a theme song for Christmas Seals in 1968, 1976, 2009, and again in 2012.
Sweet Little Jesus Boy is a Christmas carol written in an African-American spiritual style by Bob McGinsey in 1934, because he was raised in the Deep South and wrote in an American-African style. Many people suppose that he himself was an African-American, but such was not the case.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is a song written in 1943 by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine and introduced by Judy Garland in the MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis. Frank Sinatra later recorded a version with modified lyrics. In 2007, ASCAP ranked it as the third most performed Christmas song during the preceding 5 years. Before the musical filming, Martin was asked to make several changes to make the song more upbeat. For example, the lines, "It may be your last, next year we may all be living in the past, became Let Your Heart Be Light. Next year our troubles will be out of sight. Garland's version of the song, which was also released as a single, became popular among the U.S. troops serving in World War II. Her performance at the Hollywood Canteen brought many soldiers to tears. In 1957, Frank Sinatra asked Martin to jolly up the line and also revise the line, "Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow," to change it to "Hang a Shining Star Upon the Highest Bough." The song's focus is now a celebration of present happiness rather than anticipation of a better future. Well, thank you for being with us today as we reviewed the Christmas carols. We invite you to, if you haven't, go back to www.goldengems.net, listen to those, and be sure to be with us again next week as we do more of the Christmas carols and songs to help us get into the Christmas mood this Christmas season.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories from the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artist and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We would love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.